This is Morning Air.
This is about educating a people that for 40 years haven't been given the full truth. It's time now to speak the truth.
When you do things to the best of your ability, keeping Jesus number one and doing everything you possibly can for His glory, that's a winner.
You are called to make the light of Christ shine brightly in the world.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day.
This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio.
4 minutes after the hour, it's Tuesday, July 13th. Good morning and welcome back to Morning Air on this day, the Feast of St. Henry. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It was an epic home run derby last night at Coors Field in Denver. The New York Mets' Pete Alonso, known as the Polar Bear, blasted 23 round trippers in the finals to repeat as the long ball champion, edging out the Orioles' Trey Mancini.
Like a countdown. Three to win it. Not missing. One more to win it as Alonso comes out of a timeout and walks it off. What a finish. Alonso defends his title, the 2021 Derby champion.
Pete Alonso blasted a monster 509-foot home run for a total of 74 round trippers on the night. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is tonight in Denver, and the Angels' Shohei Ohtani will start for the American League on the mound and will bat leadoff. Now, coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by international Catholic evangelist Martha Fernandez Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. She'll be with us to continue our weekly Remember You Are Loved series. And Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky will tell us about his new book, Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. We'll also bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner, all that and more coming up this hour here on Morning Air. Now, as you know, we start every day and every hour giving thanks to the good Lord through the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary. We pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, of life, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, in this year of St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit every single day. Every time we pray, come Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our power scripture from the playbook of life is from Luke 1:48. Our Blessed Mother Mary says in the canticle of the Magnificat, "For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed." The great song of Mary, Our Lady, proclaims the greatness of the Lord. She is full of grace, and that is why all generations call her blessed. And that's why we as Catholics call Mary the Blessed Mother. Mary is the Mother of God, the Mother of our Savior, the Mother of the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Mother of the Word incarnate, our Lord Jesus Christ. The same Virgin Mary who came to the Americas as Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe. We always finish up praying, Jesus, I trust in you. Also want to remind you that Relevant Radio is offering yet another great reading opportunity for this summer. We have a new book. It's free. It's called Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. This book will be offered at relevantradio.com/treasures. Again, it's absolutely free. There's no shipping or handling charges, and it's also for a very limited time. It's a compilation of reflections on the Rosary chosen by Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky, which which includes Mysteries of St. Jose Maria Escriva, St. John Paul II's Apostolic Letter on the Rosary, 54-Day Rosary Novena Reflections, and How to Pray the Rosary, and much, much more. You can sign up for free and get your very own copy at relevantradio.com/treasures. And remember to join Father Rocky for the Family Rosary Across America with all your prayers and petitions. You can pray along 7 p.m. Central every single night of the week right here on Relevant Radio, relevantradio.com, and you can even watch it on your smart TV. And coming up a little bit later this hour, Father Rocky himself will join us live to talk about his book. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. We're going to continue our weekly series, Remember You Are Loved, as we're now joined by international bilingual evangelist Martha Fernandez Sardina to talk about love. Martha is the founder and director of RememberYouAreLoved.com and Prepare the Way. Martha has served as the director of evangelization for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. and San Antonio, and has preached in various countries on three continents. Good morning, Martha. Welcome back to Morning Air. It's always great to be with you again as we continue our weekly series on love.
Good morning. It's great to be with you and with our listeners, John.
Absolutely. Can you give us a little bit of a recap of what we've been talking about from the very beginning since we started this series, the main message that we've been talking about, that we are lovable, we are love-able, and God is love?
It's the three main tenets of this outreach that I developed, Remember You Are Loved, and I think they encapsulate and reflect the entirety of the gospel. God is love, and because he's an overflow of love, he thought us into existence. We came pre-loved, in other words, lovable, from the factory, from the mind and the heart of God, because he himself has poured his love into us. And if you look up the word lovable, John, in the dictionary, you'll get things like, of such a nature as to attract love, deserving love. Yes, we are deserving of love and we came pre-loved. And secondly, we came with the ability to love. We are love able, which is why the Lord commands that we love him and one another as he has loved us. And all of that, again, is possible because God is love. And if you look at all the teachings of the Catholic faith, you will see that it all flows from those three principles, that we are to love one another, that we are to carry out the works of mercy, the corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy, that we are to engage in deep, profound, lasting conversion, that we are to take on the mind of Christ, that we are to act like Christ, et cetera, et cetera. All the message, the pro-life message, the social Catholic social teachings, all of it is really a product, if you will, an enactment of these three great principles, that God is love, and because he is love, we are lovable, and because we are like God, we are love able.
And this message of love really is at the heart of the gospel. I mean, this is what it's all about. At the end of the day, we are to become people of love. We're going to be judged at the end of our lives on whether or not we were people of love.
That's right. St. John of the Cross says that in his beautiful writings. He says, at the end of our days, we will be judged by love. And I think that means both by the way in which we corresponded to the love of God, who offers us salvation, a salvation that we need, and that is at the essence of love, that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him and Jesus Christ may have everlasting life, may not perish. And also we will be judged by God who is love. So hopefully it'll be a merciful judgment, but the Lord himself has warned us that we're in a time of mercy, of abundant, exuberant, extravagant mercy. But this also precedes that time and that moment of justice in which we will actually be before he who will judge us by love.
Martha, this week's episode is called Free to Love On. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of times we are not free. We are captives of all sorts of things, our own fears, our own inabilities. Sometimes even some people feel sort of unfree and imprisoned in their own shyness. Sometimes we have phobias, of social phobias, anxieties, or sometimes we're just imprisoned. We're not free to love as we ought. and even to receive love as we ought, because of our own indifference to others, because of our selfishness, all our self-centeredness. And many times, and it seems like it's growing, John, we are embittered, we are angry, we are prejudiced, we are biased. There's a growth in mistrust and distrust. And so a number of other things that that we can talk about today that do not allow us to be free. And then some things that do open us up to be free to love, even love strangers.
I want to invite our listeners, if you want to join this conversation on the power of love, maybe you have some love stories that you'd like to share with us, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Martha, you have said to love and to be lovable is the most important thing about being human. But why is it so difficult at times?
Well, it is interesting because that is actually the most natural thing to be. To receive love and to give love. You see that in babies, you know, the way they respond to you. But then we also see that babies will respond according to that which they're receiving. If you look at them with eyes of love, if you do the little baby talk with them, if you caress them, if you attend to their basic needs, they receive the love and they respond back with the laughter, with the smile, etc. But if they receive harshness, if they're not looked at with love, if they are mistreated, if they're even abused, and unfortunately that happens, that even babies and toddlers and children are abused, if they receive that, then that inhibits and impedes too often their ability both to receive love and to give love. And so that in a sense, it thwarts their growth as human beings, and many times, not always, it can thwart even their ability to relate to God as love, because what they're receiving from parents or grandparents or other family members or strangers or teachers or coaches or from whomever, what they're receiving is not that pure flow of love from God. And so it is the most human thing, but it can also thwart our human and our Christian and our spiritual growth if we're not careful.
We're joined by Martha Fernandez Sardina, international Catholic evangelist, as we continue our series, Remember You Are Loved. Martha, it's especially difficult during crisis times. I think you can really see where a person's at in terms of their ability to love during a time of crisis.
Yes, that is when the love muscle is put to the test. Sometimes it grows stronger than ever. It's like weightlifting, and people's ability to receive love and to give love and to experience God as love is strengthened, is fortified, and we've seen it even within the last 15, 16 months in many people. But we've also seen in this crisis and in other crises, personal crises, marriage crises, health crises, etc., that those things are affected, and it's like people grow weaker. Many times when you're in a crisis, you feel that you're very alone, that you're not receiving affirmation from others, you're not receiving help from others, you're not receiving that look of love, that gaze of love that Pope Benedict spoke about. And therefore, many times that affects the way in which you respond to the crisis. Other times, it's quite the opposite. Somebody stops and takes the time to look you in the eyes, to tell you, remember you are loved, to be a cheerleader, to be a coach, to be an encourager, to be there with you, suffering with you, compassion, showing compassion in your passion and your suffering. So in moments of crises, our ability to give love is really put to the test, and also to receive it, because a lot of times that happens too, John, that some people don't want to be in the moment of crisis. We sort of want to shelter ourselves from a prying eye, or we don't want anybody to judge us, or whatever it may be. And so a lot of times people withdraw, and that can also be a hindrance to that love giving and love receiving.
Martha, can you give us some practical tips, perhaps, of how we can better be free to love?
Let me tell you a little story, something that happened just a week or two ago. I was shopping, and when I came out from the establishment, I was getting into my car, and I noticed someone across the parking lot on a sidewalk, and she was sitting in one of those little like beach chairs, ones you take to ball games, to soccer games, whatever. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. I wonder why she's just sitting there. So as I got in my car and I pulled up alongside the sidewalk, and I rolled my window down and I said, "Hi, how are you doing?" And I started up a conversation. I said, "What are you doing here?" She said, "Oh, just, you know, enjoying the fresh air." And then she went on immediately. She said, I'm going through a real rough time, and I left my husband. I'm going to get a divorce." And she went on to tell me, John, all the details of the struggles she's having, not just now, but struggles that she has had with her eyesight, struggles that she's had with her mother, struggles that she had when, or the loss of her grandmother who loved her so dearly, and a number of things, and how she was waiting for a phone call from two different women's shelter, Batters Women's Shelters. Anyway, we spent about 20 minutes, she's sitting in her chair on the sidewalk and me sitting in my car talking, and I began to minister to her and to remind her how lovable she is and how much potential she has, and asked her what she had done before and if you could do anything in life, what would you do with your life? And so she told me I was actually in culinary school, and then she gave me the details of why that ended and how she would like to continue that and so forth. And then I gave her one of my little bracelets. I gave it to her and I asked her, "What's your name?" She said, "Ray Shira." And I said, "Ray Shira, remember you are loved." She was so happy. And I said, because I said to her, "I don't have any money to give you or anything." She said, "You giving me your time, you stopping and talking to me is the most precious gift that you could give me." And so I gave that. And then I kept sensing, John, and this is something that is very important to love. If you sense the prompting of the Holy Spirit to do something a little bit out of the ordinary, that in itself is out of the ordinary, right? For people to stop and talk to strangers on a sidewalk. But another one, I kept feeling this nudge, John, to get out and go to the back of my vehicle because there was a little booklet there that she needed. Well, I did just that. And I said, "Well, listen, Ray Shira, I keep feeling that I should give you something that I have in the back of the car. I have several books in the back of my car in the trunk." So I opened up, and the first box I put my hand in it and I pulled it out, the fruits of the spirit, love. And I gave it to her and she was ecstatic. She jumped up and down. She said, "Oh my gosh, this is what my godmother used to talk about all the time, the fruits of the spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you." So there's just one little story that encapsulates several of those tips that I like to give to people. Take the time. If you notice someone that you think, "Wow, that person, I wonder what's going on there. That person might need some loving." Stop. Take the time. Number two, look them in the eyes. Ask them their name. Be a friend. Be a neighbor. Jesus says, love your neighbor. Thirdly, engage with them with their sorrow, with their pain. Fourth, bring them to another level if you can. Encourage them. Give them some hope for the future. And number five, if you have a little something, in my case, I recommend a wristband that says, "Remember you are loved." Give it to them so that they might carry with them a reminder everywhere they go that they are loved. That's Ray Shira.
I love it. And Martha, the Lord gives us these opportunities. He puts people in our paths. And the question is, how do we respond? Do we respond as people of love trying to promote a civilization of love?
Absolutely. And we see it all through the Gospels. The Lord stopped. Remember Zacchaeus? Jesus is walking through town and he sees Zacchaeus up in a tree and he stops. Jesus stops. It wasn't Zacchaeus in that case who called out to him. It was Jesus who called out to Zacchaeus, "Come down, Zacchaeus, I will dine with you today." And then we see that tremendous conversion of Zacchaeus where he even decides to give back to those from whom he had taken. He said, "If I've taken any, you know, much, I'll take, if I've taken in excess from others," because he was a tax collector. We see how he stops. Jesus stops and does the same with Matthew, Levi, right? And then he calls him and he turns him into Matthew, who restores his identity as a son of Abraham, as an Israelite, no longer as a tax collector. And he becomes, of course, the writer of the Gospel of St. Matthew. And one of the apostles. And we see that numerous times with the woman, what I call the poolside paralytic. We see it with the well woman, the woman at the well. We see it time and again, John. We need to be like our master.
Absolutely. You have a saying, love boosters. What are love boosters?
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm also, by training, a clinical psychologist. So all things that relate to psychology are of interest to me. And any good psychologist would know, and doctors and people in general know, that there are very many good things that the brain produces or stops producing or does not flow freely in the brain, which are the happy moods, we call them, the happy chemicals, the neurochemicals. So I call them love boosters, which are things like dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, all those neurochemicals. And the flow of the neurochemicals and the way that they connect with the synapses helps us regulate all kinds of things, including our moods, including our appetites and mobility, but also our motivation, our drive. And I call them love boosters because many of these actually allow us to do exactly what we've been talking about, to be motivated to get outside of ourselves, to be motivated to take an extra step, to be motivated to relate to other people, to engage with other people. And so I think that we need to be conscious, and those of us who have been suffering during the last 15, 16 months because of the multi-layered medical emergency that we've had are probably now realizing, people who are out and about and are socializing more. You, I know, saw your mother recently. You were able to get together with her and bring her home and so forth. Those things boost your neurochemicals and all those happy mood chemicals, which I call love boosters, because they really do put us back into that state in which we were created to be in as humans, which is relational, the relational state. And those things, probably people are beginning to notice that it's also making them happier, feel lighter, and also to be more motivated, not only to enjoy summer, but also to get their drive back to do things for those who have had that affected by the shutdowns and the lockups and all of the many other things that have affected us.
And Martha, these love boosters, these happy chemicals, they're not only good for us physically, but they're also good for us spiritually. They're good for our soul.
Absolutely. When you're depressed, that affects you. That affects many times. It affects your ability to pray, your desire to go to Mass or not go to Mass, to carry out your devotions. If you are in any way unmotivated, many times you're unable to carry out the duties of your daily life, which are an expression of love for God and neighbor. Many times it does not make it easy for you to carry out your work, your ministry, your outreach, etc. So these things do have a connection with our spiritual life. And it also, we say in Espanol, está apagadita, like when a little lamp, imagine an oil lamp and the light is not bright, you know, it means that it's apagado means off. But somebody who's sort of, their enthusiasm is kind of lessened. You know, have you noticed people, is like that person's not their bright, cheery, happy self anymore. What is going on? And so it's good for us to plug into the Lord, plug into faith, plug into love, stay plugged into love. Make sure you do the things that will boost your happy mood chemicals, your love boosters. And one of the best ways to do it, John and I wrap it up with that, is to love, because the more you love, the more you love. And the more you love, the more you love loving.
I love it. Thank you, Martha, as always. Thanks so much for being with us. Can you remind our listeners where they can find you?
Absolutely. You can go to rememberyouareloved.com. It'll take you to our Facebook page, or en español, eresamado.com, and always at marthafernandezsardina.com. John, remember, you are loved.
And so are you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Martha Fernandez Sardina. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Father Rocky, the CEO of Relevant Radio, will be with us to talk about Relevant Radio's new free book that I've been talking about, Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. Stay with us. There's much more to come here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Get connected to the conversation. Call us now at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. You're listening to Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
33 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Great to be with you once again. Thanks so much for joining us here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Momentarily, Father Rocky, the CEO of Relevant Radio, will be joining us to talk about a great new Relevant Radio book called Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. Coming up a little bit later this half hour, we'll also bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner. Now, every evening, families across the nation unite as we pray the Family Rosary across America at 7 p.m. Central here on Relevant Radio, the Relevant Radio app, and on your smart TVs. In gratitude for sharing this powerful prayer together, Father Rocky has a very special gift for all of you. He's gathered some of his favorite writings into a brand new free book called Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. And now, once again, we are blessed to be joined live by Father Francis Hoffman, Father Rocky, the chairman and CEO of Relevant Radio, to talk about this new Relevant Radio book on the Rosary. Father Rocky is a priest of Opus Dei. He was ordained by Pope St. John Paul II. Father Rocky, what a joy to be with you once again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be with you, John. And actually, I was listening to your show yesterday as I was driving out around Washington, D.C. We come in very nice out there on 1260 a.m. These days, I'm at a priest retreat in West Virginia, Olga Bay. There's about 250 priests here, and they're all very eager to know about Relevant Radio. So here's the story. When I started the Family Rosary Across America Live last year during COVID, because I couldn't travel anymore, I figured, well, I might as well do the rosary in the evening. And I've just continued with it. Well, the audience grew quite a bit. And we've seen that people are very eager to pray the rosary as a family. And then I thought, well, we've been doing it now for a year. Wouldn't it be nice to share with many of our listeners more resources about the rosary? Because as you grow in knowledge of something, you can appreciate it more, you can understand it more, and you can love it more. The old saying among the theologians is you cannot love what you do not know. And we're really blessed in our time, John, because many of our listeners right now, they've lived during this time when saints have been alive who prayed the rosary. Excuse me. So we gathered into this book called Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections on the Rosary by Those Who Pray It Daily, a very important document from St. John Paul II. It was right towards the end of his pontificate. I call it the sunset of his career. And he released this document on October 16th, which is the anniversary of his election, the year 2002. It's called, in Latin, Rosarium Virginis Maria, which means the Rosary of the Virgin Mary. And in that apostolic letter, he introduced to the world, to the church, a new set of mysteries, the luminous mysteries, the five luminous mysteries. And the last luminous mystery is the institution of the Holy Eucharist. And the last year of the life of St. John Paul II was the year of the Eucharist. So it's very, very fitting. And St. John Paul II prayed the rosary daily. Sometimes he'd pray it more than once a day. And if you ever got lucky enough to meet him, his secretary or assistant would immediately give you a white papal rosary with that trademark silver crucifix of Jesus on the crucifix that we recognize so well from the Pope's crozier. And I was fortunate on a couple of occasions to get something like that. But he really was the Pope of the Rosary.
No question. And, Father Rocky, if I may just add.
On his papal shield.
I was just going to say, I'm very blessed to have a very special Vatican Rosary with the four basilicas of Rome, blessed by John Paul II personally when I had a chance to meet him back in 2002. And then I took it back during our honeymoon and got the same rosary blessed by Pope Benedict. So a two-for-one blessing on that rosary. So, yes, when I think of the rosary, I think of JP2.
Yeah, absolutely. I do too. And, you know, his papal shield was very simple. It wasn't, you know, kind of overdone or I would say, it was just real simple. It was a cross, Christ's cross, with an M at the bottom. M for Mary, Mary at the foot of the cross. And his motto was Totus Tuus, I am all yours, referring to the Blessed Mother. I am all yours. He's very, very Marian Pope. So this book called Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections on the Rosary by Those Who Pray It Daily, includes that very important contribution by St. John Paul II. And for everyone listening today, you can get it for free. We also pay the shipping and handling. It's totally free to you by going to our website, relevantradio.com, and signing up for it there, or going to our app. You can't call in. You've got to go to the website or you've got to go to the app. And if you can't do that, call somebody who can do it for you, but limit one per household. And then the second part of the book is a collection of the meditations on the mysteries of the rosary by Saint Jose Maria. Right, so he was the founder of Opus Dei, and he also was very, very Marian in devotion. In fact, he would tell people, don't imitate me in anything, but if you're going to try and imitate me in something, try to imitate me in my love for the Blessed Mother, because I don't think you can outdo me in that. And devotion to the Blessed Mother brings us to the heart of Jesus. That's the key thing there. And then the third part of the book are some reflections I wrote last year on the meaning and origin of each of the current 54 titles in the Litany of Our Lady. It's also known as the Litany of Loreto. And I had quite a wonderful time doing the research and writing these things and discovering new things. Like, I didn't know the title Queen of Peace was added in 1915 by Pope Benedict the 15th at the outbreak of World War I. I didn't know that. I didn't know that Help of Christians was added in the late 1500s in commemoration of the victory of the Christians over the Turkish fleet at the Bay of Lepanto. And as I researched this more, I began to understand it. And in our own lifetime, Pope Francis has added three new titles: Mother of Hope, Mother of Mercy, and Solace of Migrants. So it's a beautiful book. And on the cover, John has one of my most favorite images of the Blessed Mother, painted by a classic art. It's a masterpiece. It's called it's by an Italian painter named Botticelli. And the original hangs in the Borghese Gallery in Rome. So if you're listening now, you can get a free copy of this book. It should be ready, you know, by the end of the summer, and we'll send it to you. And by going to relevantradio.com or to our app, all you have to do is give us your name and your address so we can send it to you. Pretty good, huh?
Outstanding. And Father Rocky, obviously, you want to share all this great research that you did on the Litany of Loreto, the incredible writings of St. Jose Maria Escriva. His meditations on all the mysteries of the Rosary are so beautiful. They absolutely can connect us closer to Our Lady and Our Lord. And, of course, the teachings of John Paul II. So this book is just literally a compendium on the Rosary that we're giving away for free here on Relevant Radio. And Father, what was your inspiration, your motivation for wanting to get this out to as many people as possible?
Well, that's a great question. It's the same inspiration, motivation I have at work in Relevant Radio, and that is get good information, good doctrine, good news out to as many people as possible. That's why we broadcast. That's why we're on AM and FM stations around the country. That's why we use social media. And we do it for free because Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. If we charge $20, we'd move maybe one-tenth of the books. But doing it for free, we can move, you know, 10 times the amount of books, 50,000, 100,000 or something, which is unheard of in Catholic media circles. But we know that, you know, our supporters are going to make it happen. So you can go to our website right now at relevantradio.com or on our app and sign up for a free copy of this beautiful new book called Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections on the Rosary by Those Who Pray It Daily.
And we're going to continue to talk about this outstanding new free book. And again, don't forget, go to relevantradio.com to download the book. It's very, very easy to actually not download the book, but order the book, to sign up for the book so that you can get your very own copy for free. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily, with our very own Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky. Much more to come after this time out here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
From Maui to Maine, you're listening to Morning Air with John Morales, coast to coast on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Forty-five minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks again for joining us as we continue talking about Relevant Radio's new book, Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. You can get your very own free copy at relevantradio.com/treasures. And we're speaking with the inspiration behind this book, Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky is with us as we continue talking about this book. Father Rocky, the whole purpose of this book is to lead us to Our Lady, to lead us to the Rosary.
And Our Lady leads us to Jesus. That's her entire role, right? So I've discovered over my years praying the Rosary, and I've prayed it daily since I was 17 years old, since I joined Opus Dei. Even though we're familiar with the Rosary in my family, as a kid, we'd pray the family Rosary, although I can't recall if it was every day or just some days in the month of October, some days in the month of May, but we were familiar with it. And the Rosary is a prayer of petition, right? And for that reason, it's known as a real strong weapon, because we can specify what our intention is and why we're praying, because we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, right? So that's a petition. We're asking her to do something. When we say the Our Father, we say, give us this day our daily bread. So there's all sorts of petition in the prayer, and that's one type of prayer. But it's also a prayer of meditation, because we announce the mystery or the event from the life of Jesus and the Holy Family, and we pause for a few moments to think about it. And if you join us in the Family Rosary Across America each evening on the Relevant Radio, on the video stream, which you can get on our website, relevantradio.com, or on our app, or on our YouTube channel, or on the Father Rocky Facebook page, you will see we always put up a beautiful religious artwork to depict the scene, and it enters through our eyes, and it helps us. So you can either meditate on the mystery, and that draws you closer to Christ, or it's a prayer of petition. Sometimes it can be used for thanksgiving as well. But Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, and knock and it will be opened to you. There was an insight that Pope Benedict XVI wrote in his last book where he said, we're at our most attentive in prayer. We're really focused in prayer when we're either asking God for something or thanking Him for something. We see that every night on the Family Rosary Across America when people call in. I mean, they're really focused. They want us to pray for their daughter who has cancer, or their husband who is out of a job, or the children who want to get married, whatever it is. And then people will call back later and say, I want to give thanks to God because my prayers are answered. This is a very, very powerful prayer. And that's what I want to share with people. The other thing I've noticed over time, John, is that Catholics who pray the Rosary daily and have a devotion to Our Blessed Mother, in my observation, and I haven't done any survey or taken numbers, in my observation, they tend to be both more hopeful, more joyful, and more positive. It's a beautiful thing about Marian devotion. It makes people more hopeful, more joyful, and more positive. And with that, I would say with that hope comes optimism, because in a sense, John, there's two types of people in the world: those who see the glass half full, and those who see it half empty.
Totally,
those
with
who
you.
See opportunities
for sure,
or
Father.
Those who see, you know, the sky is falling, everything's falling apart. This is the worst time ever, and you know, it just kind of wears you out after a while. And I've seen though that people who pray the Rosary daily. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? Because you can get distracted, or the phone can ring, or the baby can cry, or the dog can bark, or, you know, kids can be poking each other, and dad's got to be saying, hey, settle down, right? It doesn't have to be perfect. But the people who pray the Rosary daily tend to be more hopeful, more joyful, and more positive. And that's a great thing.
Well, Father Rocky, that means there's a lot of joyful and positive and hopeful people across our country, because lots of folks are tuning in every single night, 7 p.m. Central, for the Family Rosary Across America. If you pray the Rosary, if you pray with Father Rocky every night, or you just pray it on your own and you want to share what the Rosary means for you, lines are open, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Corey is joining us from St. Paul, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Corey, welcome.
Hi, Corey.
Oh, thanks. Hi, good morning. And thanks to both of you for the show. And Father, I just wanted to thank you and your team for leading us every night. we pray as much as we can with our kids,
Great.
The Family Rosary Great. Across America. I'll be honest, yeah. sometimes mm-hmm. we have to cheat and do the 17-minute audio with you. If
That's
it's
okay.
Night. But I just
That's why it's there.
It made our kids, yeah, well, thank you. And but I just feel like it's helped our kids to be much more compassionate. You know, they hear everyone's
yep.
intentions, and you just don't yep. know what your kids are learning. And if I just want to encourage all the other parents that are listening out there, if you can even just do it one or two nights a week, if you know, if life is too hectic, you just don't know what your kids are absorbing. And Maya and Finn will just say at dinner, you know, like, what about that kid who called yesterday? Or every
yep.
time we hear an ambulance or something that, you know, they're like, oh, let's say Hail Mary for that person, or let's submit
right.
a prayer request for them. And it's
beautiful.
I think just going to help them be much better people and help them get to heaven.
You're absolutely right about that, Corey. And I think they've even done studies on this. You know, the universities or academic institutions, that when families pray together, it greatly increases the chance that the children will live and practice their faith when they get older and they're as adults. And I think one of my memories of the Family Rosary was that, hey, the family was together, right? And we were doing something bigger than ourselves. We were praying for others who needed our prayers. And then when people call back and give these testimonials, they really connect with what I call the communion of saints. They say, I just want to thank every prayer warrior out there for praying because your extra prayers helped me get through there. Now, I don't have any visions. I don't have inside information on how heaven works, but I'm a pretty practical guy. I just say the more people praying at the same time, the more powerful the prayers. And I use this example. If you were at a football stadium, I don't know, whether it be the Vikings Stadium or Lambeau Field or Giant Stadium or whatever it is, and there's only one person in the stands, and they kick the ball off, and the one person stands up and shouts, go, 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 go. You can barely hear it. But if there's 100,000 people in the stands shouting, go, 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 it literally pushes the receiver across the goal line because he feels all of the energy of the people. And that's when we pray the Family Rosary together every night. And I'm really committed to it. So like this week I'm on the road and we figured out a way how I can do it wherever I am. So long as there's a cell phone tower close enough. We've got just a great team that is able to be flexible to make it happen. I just know those prayers are really, really powerful. And it energizes me. And it helps families. So thank you, Corey, for sharing that and inviting other families to do the same.
Thank you, Corey. Thanks so much. 888-914-9149. Matt is joining us from New Jersey. Matt, welcome.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Good,
Great.
Father Rocky. How are you?
Real well, thank you.
I wanted to share that I had struggled for many, many years with drugs and alcohol, and since December of last year, I've been sober, and I know I needed to do something different this time because I've tried to quit so many times, and I started saying the rosary the day I quit, and I have not missed a day. And I can just share, last night I had forgotten my sister's birthday until late in the day, and I ended up driving 45 minutes to go out to dinner with her and my sisters. And on the way home, I put on Relevant Radio and I did the, you know, Rosary Across America. And I was able to do that, you know, instead of doing it late at night when I got home. So it was just a beautiful thing. And I know you guys do it every night, but I usually say it by myself, but it was a great thing last night, to do that. And it's really helped me, and I've been reading the Bible every day, and my life, what you were just saying about, you know, what saying the rosary daily does, I am happy, I am hopeful, my life has turned around 180, and I can't thank
this is beautiful.
Relevant Radio enough.
You're giving me goosebumps, man, giving me goosebumps. It's true, and it's a simple thing. It does take effort. God bless you. And not everybody can join us live every night at 7 p.m. Central, and that's okay, because on our app, you've got your choices of the rosary pre-recorded. I call it regular, extra, and super duper. And I know a lot of people use that. But it's true. If we pray, God answers those prayers. And you can't do it on your own. You can't break free from drugs. You can't break free from alcohol on your own. None of us can break free from any of these addictions. We need God's help. And when we pray in a humble way, and the rosary is like super humble. It's so humble, a four-year-old can pray it, all right? It's because of that, it's really powerful. And I'm glad for that testimony. I hope they record that and make that into a commercial.
Father Rocky, we have time for one more quick call. Ron is calling us from Attleboro, Massachusetts. Ron, quickly,
hi,
your
Ron.
Comment. Good morning, Ron.
Hi. My name is Ron, and I want to relate an incident that took place on May 19th, 1968 at 7:15. I was in Vietnam, and I was out on a perimeter that was attacked in one of the largest attacks of the Vietnam War, rockets, artillery. I started running, and around my neck I had a handmade rosary that I had found in a bunker earlier that first part of my tour, and it was made from a combat boot. I still have it. I don't know who made it. I hit the ground. I started running, and I got this sense. I said, I'm dead. Why am I running? And I felt the most serene surrounding, and I found myself in a protected bunker that I don't know to this day how I got there.
Father Rocky, real quickly, your reaction.
Ron, God bless you for that story. I believe all of it. My dad was one of the few guys who made it back from World War II because he prayed the rosary every day. And I'm sure Our Lady protected you. Thank you so much, Ron, for that testimonial.
Father Rocky, as always, thank you. Thank you for your heart, for our Blessed Mother and our Lord, and for this wonderful book, Treasures of the Rosary, Reflections by Those Who Pray It Daily. You can get it for free, relevantradio.com/treasures. Thank you, Father Rocky.
Thank you, and thanks, everyone. God bless.
Father Francis Hoffman, Chairman and CEO of Relevant Radio. And, of course, don't forget to join Father Rocky for the Family Rosary Across America every night at 7 p.m. here on Relevant Radio. It's now time for another edition of Glenn's Story Corner.
Our story today called Writing Reading by Eric Moore. In 1990, the high school dropout rate for Dolly Parton's hometown of Sevierville, Tennessee, was at 34%. Research shows most kids make up their minds in the fifth and sixth grade not to graduate. That year, all fifth and sixth graders from Sevierville were invited by Parton to attend an assembly at Dollywood. They were asked to pick a buddy, and if both students completed high school, Dolly Parton would personally hand them each a $500 check on their graduation day. As a result, the dropout rate for those classes fell to 6% and has generally stayed at that average to this day. Shortly after the success of the buddy program, Parton learned in dealing with teachers from the school district that problems in education often begin during the first grade when kids are at different developmental levels. That year, the Dollywood Foundation paid the salaries for additional teacher's assistants in every first grade class for the next 2 years. With the agreement, if the program worked, the school system would effectively adopt and fund the program after that trial period. During the same period, Parton founded the Imagination Library in 1995, the idea being that children from her rural hometown and low-income families often start school at a disadvantage, and as a result will be unfairly compared to their peers for the rest of their lives, effectively encouraging them not to pursue higher education. The objective of the Imagination Library was that every child in Sevier County would receive one book every month mailed and addressed to the child from the day they were born till they started kindergarten 100% free of charge. What began as a hometown initiative now serves children in all 50 states, Australia, Canada, and the UK, mailing thousands of free books to kids around the world monthly. On March 1, 2018, Parton donated her 100 millionth book to the Library of Congress, a copy of Coat of Many Colors, dedicated to her father, who never learned to read or write, from Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves.